Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
Your debut album, Low Blows, that dropped last year. What have you been up to since then?
Well, I've been like writing like crazy and recording, and yeah, brought in my new song today called Give Me My Name Back.
Excellent. How many, do we have a number on how many songs you've kind of put away, or are some more fleshed out than others?
I've kind of been writing more than I ever have in my life, and I wanted to put this song and this album that it's going to be on out really quick because I want to get to my next one.
Okay.
I kind of like just got so many songs. I'm just... Yeah, trying to put something out so I can move on.
Is that because you've got a lot going on in your life? Because I know the way you write your music is you write it from, you know, real personal places.
Yeah.
Have you got a lot going on? That's why you got a lot of material coming to you?
I feel like I'm getting through stuff quicker. Like I used to take a while to write songs and like pieces, but now I'm like can get my pieces kind of sorted out in a few days.
A bit more
like,
of a formula figured out.
Yeah, it used to take a few months.
Yeah, okay. And you mentioned there the new song that we're going to be hearing very shortly.
Yeah.
It's called Give Me My Name Back. And I noticed on your Instagram earlier in the week, you posted a lot of people saying that phrase.
Give me my name back.
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 Who were all those people?
Some people I know, and then some people have just been sending them in after.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Because it is a song that, you know, it's not, I didn't want to just come out and be like, oh, my new single's out on Friday. Everyone listen to it. I want it, like, this song, I wanted people to kind of have a sense of what it means and what it could mean to them because it's a song that kind of, you know, everyone has a name, we're all people and we can all lose a part of ourselves.
And so what is that the meaning? Is that the main message behind this song? For anyone just tuning in now who might have missed some of the stuff over Instagram, don't know anything about the single.
Yeah.
What is this new track from Meg Mac all about?
This song is about reclaiming your identity, your dignity, your self-worth. It's for everyone who's ever lost an important part of themselves and like that part that you need to reclaim and get back in order to like be yourself again and to move forward.
When I hear your music though, you do hear very confident music. So but did you feel like that at a stage?
I'm one of those people that, I don't know, I've been feeling a lot that I sing about these things and I always hide, I always make myself small, I can't speak up, I like to be quiet and like blend into the background. But I'll sing about like being, I'll get up on stage and like sing Low Blows or like Roll Up Your Sleeves and I'll sing these songs.
Yep.
And now with this song, Give Me My Name Back, I want to actually like say what I'm
feeling,
why I wrote it and like be, I don't know, practice what I preach.
I feel like it's a very important time now more than ever to have a song like this. Is that what spurred you on to write it?
I think everyone knows what it feels like to kind of lose a piece of themselves. And I think it's not always we're giving away parts of ourselves. I think sometimes that's taken from us. And I think you can look around in the news today and see like these women coming forward. Like you can look at Australia's own history to see like what we've taken from people. Mm. People just suffering from abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, like the LGBTQ community. Like there's so many examples of people like losing who they are because I don't know why we do it. Like every day we're faced with challenges that make us question who we are. Like even just a breakup or just like one thing someone can say can like make you question who you are or like kind of chip away at your self-worth. And I think it's something that everyone knows about.
Yeah.
Like everyone feels that. So.
And you've seen that and then you've given them all an anthem to rally behind.
Absolutely. It's a very powerful song. Do you think you could have written something like this 5 years ago? Is this the development of Meg Mac? Are we going to see more?
Yeah, definitely could not have written a song like this. Yeah, I've become more confident and like I think when you see things that aren't right, you have to like say something and you can't just stay quiet. And I'm always that person that's just like, I'd rather just like melt into the background.
Is that where the confidence comes from taking a stand yourself?
Yeah. Like music is how I say what I want to say. Like maybe I don't say something or like make a big statement in like interviews or anything, but I'll like say what I really think when I sing. But with this song, I wanted to make sure I like was, which is hard for me, but I wanted to talk as well.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.